Hi there, friends. I'm Joshua Mills, and today we're going to actually go into learning all about the glory realms of God, how to access the glory. And I'm so excited about being able to teach you principles that are going to give you keys on how to get into a realm of not just knowing about God, but actually experiencing the manifest presence of who He is. You know, a lot of people, they know about the presence of God, they know about the blessings of God, or they've even heard about the miracles of God. But a lot of times people ask me, what is the glory? We're hearing a lot about the glory. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is the manifest presence. You know, the difference between presence and glory is that if I was going to be in your presence, I could be standing close to you, you could be standing close to me, and we might not even know who each other are. You know, oftentimes I take trips over to Asia and I ride the subways and I use the public transport all the time. And I'm close to a lot of people, but I don't know their names, I don't know what they do, I don't know their occupation, and yet I'm in their presence. But the difference about glory is intimacy. It's the manifest presence where we begin to know God, where we begin to know Him in such a relatable way, where He begins to speak to us and we begin to know His goodness, His attributes, His characteristics. It's the essence of His presence. All that He is and all that He has is available in that glory realm. It's the fullness of God, the glory of God. You know, when He gives us His glory, He gives of Himself. It's a manifestation of divine presence. It's His excellence, His majesty. Just as air is the atmosphere of earth, so glory is the atmosphere of heaven. Now, don't you like that? Glory is the atmosphere of heaven. And as God is releasing His glory on earth, He's giving us an invitation to engage with heaven right here. That means right there as you're sitting in your home, you can engage with heaven. Right there as you're at your work, as you're in your business, as you're watching on your computer or your phone or your television, wherever you are, you get to experience heaven right where you're at. Now, this is different than the way that I used to grow up in church. Because we used to sing songs and pray that the rapture would come quickly because we didn't like the way our life was going and we wanted out of our life. We wanted out of our problems. We wanted to get out of here. And God's teaching us in this day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, in the middle of our trouble, God wants to bring heaven to earth. In the middle of our families, our homes, God wants to bring heaven to earth. In the middle of every situation that you might be facing, God wants to release heaven on earth. Now, friends, I want to take you into this revelation of glory. And I think we have to understand that the glory is always life-giving. God's never taking us down. He's always taking us up. He's not taking us to lesser places. He's taking us into greater glories, okay? It's the very breath of God. It's the wind of the Spirit, a cloud of blessing. It's a river with depths. The glory realm of God is really realms of God. There's depths in the glory. It's not just a glory realm. It's glory realms. The Bible says in Hebrews 1 verse 3 that Jesus Christ is the perfect revelation of God's glory. And you know the amazing thing about Jesus? Every time I spend time with Him, every time I read about Him within the Word, every time I'm focusing upon Jesus, I begin to see Him in a way that I've never seen Him before. You know, for many of us, we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but He wants us to also know Him as provider. Some of us, we've begun to understand the prosperity and provision of God through the person and presence of Jesus Christ. But He's also wanting us to understand that He's healer. Not only is He healer, He's creator. Not only is He creator, He's miracle worker. Not only is He miracle worker, He's baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Not only is He baptizer, but He's soon and coming King. He's the Lion of Judah. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Word made flesh. He's Redeemer, Restorer. There are depths in the glory of God because the glory is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the perfect revelation of God's glory. He is the glory. When God's glory touches us, the true weighty essence of God's divine presence is being released into our lives. Throughout Scripture, we read about the glory of God coming unto people and visiting them in diverse manifestations. The Lord has always chosen to release His glory through signs and wonders and unexplainable, unusual phenomena. And even as God visits us in His glory in this day, we can expect that God will appear and show up for us in some really unusual ways. It may come as a thunder and lightning, or even a very loud trumpet blast, just like in Exodus 19, verses 9 and 16. Sometimes the glory comes as a cloud, according to 2 Chronicles 5, verses 13 to 14, and also Exodus 40, verse 36. Sometimes it comes as flames of fire resting upon us or appearing before us, just like in Exodus 40, verse 38, or Acts 2, verse 3. Sometimes the glory, it comes as a supernatural heavenly dew, according to Judges 6, verses 37 to 38. Or even as a mighty rushing wind, a wind of blessing, a wind of infilling, a wind of inspiration, according to Acts 2, verse 2. Sometimes the glory appears as manna or unexplainable provision from above, according to Exodus 16. You can see all throughout the Scripture, the pages of Scripture are filled with miraculous accounts of the glory of God. God wants to appear for His children. He wants to come to us in this day. He wants to pour out for you right there where you're at. He wants to meet all of your needs according to His riches from where? From heavenly glory, according to the ability and the abundance that we find in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. We see angelic encounters as part of this glory realm or the glory realms of God, according to 1 Kings 19, verses 5 to 7. In Acts 10, verse 3, and Acts 12, verses 7 to 11, we also see angels showing up and ministering to people. Why? Because they're God's messengers. They're ministers that come from the glory to bring forth God's purposes. We see the swirling of healing waters, the Pool of Bethesda opening up in John 5, verses 1 to 15 as another manifestation of the glory of God. Water being transformed into heavenly wine in John chapter 2, and even financial miracles released in unexpected ways in Matthew 17, verse 27. Now, why would we expect anything different today? If God could do all of this in the Old, the New Testaments, I mean, we see the miraculous hand of God. We see God pouring out. We see God showing up in all these kinds of unusual ways. Why would God want to do anything less today? The Bible declares in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even right now as you're watching, I just declare that Jesus Christ will be Lord over your life, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus that healed in Scripture, coming to minister healing to you. The same Jesus that began to provide and bring provision and multiply the fishes and the loaves in Scripture, coming to bring multiplication and abundant blessing in your home, in your life, right now, even as you're watching, just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. Just begin to receive. There are depths in the glory of God. God wants to take you from glory to glory. You know, for some of you, maybe you've known a few financial miracles in the past. God wants to bring you into greater financial miracles. For some of you, maybe you've experienced even the healing, creative ability of God in the past. God wants to bring you into a new place of understanding that healing flow. Now, I want to show you something here in Scripture. I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel 47. It talks about the river that flows from the temple. And there's going to be a key here in this Scripture for you. It says that the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the temple faced east, the water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. Now in verse 3 of Ezekiel 47, it says, as the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. Now, this is the beginning. There's realms of glory that are ankle deep. Whenever God is wanting to bring us into something, He'll introduce us to a realm or a blessing or a miracle in a way that we can receive, in a way that we can accept it today. And there's times when God has led me into spiritual waters that were ankle deep. What do I mean by that? I mean, maybe I was asking God for a big healing miracle. And, maybe you've been asking God for a complete healing of cancer, a complete healing of the diabetic condition or something that you've been going through. You've been asking God for that healing. And God says, okay, I want to introduce you to this healing part of my glory, but I'm going to take you in depths. I'm going to take you in realms. And I can never forget, there was a time several years ago that we were ministering out in California, and there was a beautiful lady that lived out there in San Diego, and she had lost all of her teeth, and she was believing God that He was going to give her a full mouth of teeth, that she was going to get all of her teeth restored. And one day she went up to a woman's retreat up in the mountain, and as they were praising and worshiping the Lord and just spending time in God's presence, do you know what happened for that woman? One tiny little pearly white tooth appeared right in the very front of her mouth. Now, it wasn't a whole mouth of teeth, it was one tooth. But you know what? This is the way that God will do it. He'll take us from miracle to miracle. Remember, from glory to glory. The Bible talks about going from faith to faith. And so this is the ankle deep water. We step in and we receive one part of the fullness of what God wants to do. It's the beginnings. It's the very beginnings. Now, the Bible doesn't leave us just in these ankle deep waters, but this man comes along and it says that he led me, measured off another 1,000 cubits in verse 4 and led me through water now that was knee deep. There's a man that's measuring off realms of glory. There's a man that's measuring off levels in the spirit. And I tell you, that man is Jesus. And He's measuring it for you. He's measuring you into new realms. He's leading you and guiding you. I tell you, when we are entering into the realm of the spirit, when we've got the hand of Jesus, when we're holding His hand, I tell you, it's a realm of safety. It's a realm of protection, but it's also going to be a realm of almost unbelievable miracles. They are believable because they're from Him, but almost unbelievable because they're so great and mighty. Now, when we go from that ankle deep to the knee deep water, what happens? We go a little bit deeper. We experience a little bit more. We see a little bit more of the hand of God moving. You know what, friends? I have not only just seen that pearly white tooth that came for my dear friend, but I have been all over the world and I have seen people experience tremendous dental miracles in their mouth. I've seen people that needed their teeth cleaned get supernaturally cleaned. I've seen people that had teeth with cavities rotting out in their mouth and God came and began to fill them with gold or silver filling. Now you say, who would need their teeth to be cleaned? Don't we have a lot of dentists? You know what? I've been places up in the Canadian Arctic and other places around the world where people did not have access to medical doctors. They did not have access to what we have access to in this day. And God just shows up and does a wonderful, wonderful miracle for them. And I think it's great. I love it. There was a woman down in New Zealand quite a few years ago. And as she was in the middle of the meeting, she actually began to smell the fragrance of toothpaste come into the meeting. And she just said, God, I thank You that You are doing some dental miracles. You're cleaning my teeth and doing this for me. And you know what? It happened for her. Now, this is a different realm. Maybe it's not a realm that you've experienced, but there are depths in the spirit. There's realms in the glory. I've seen people that had cavities and teeth rotting out, and God came and filled them with gold and silver. There's been people who've even received diamonds in their teeth, and it's just a move of God. You know, somebody told me once, they said, well, why would God fill a tooth with gold? That doesn't make any sense to me. But you know what? If you talk to those people, they're not going to complain about it. They don't care whether it's a gold tooth, silver tooth, blue tooth, what it is. As long as it comes from God, they'll take it, you know? And even right now, I believe that there's a realm of glory that's in here. If you need a dental miracle, just begin to receive it from the realms of glory. Just pull on that realm. Say, God, I want to go from the ankle to the knees. I want to go a little bit deeper in You. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I know that there's greater depths. There's greater depths. There's greater depths. Now, the Bible goes on. And it says that this man, he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was now up to the waist. And so we see a level of the river, a level of the Spirit, a level of glory that's at the ankle. Then we see a level of glory that's up to the knees. And now we see another level of the Spirit, another realm of glory that's up to the waist. Friends, there are realms of glory. Realms. It's amazing. Sometimes in the past, you know, somebody has an experience with God and they say, oh, this is wonderful. The Holy Spirit, when He moves up to the knees. The Holy Spirit is, the Spirit is up to the knees. And they say, I'm going to make the first church of the knee-deep waters. Hallelujah. And they title their church and they name their church and they say, this is where the Holy Spirit is. He's up to the knees. But friends, there's another depth. There's another realm. There's greater places of the miraculous. And now the Bible says the water's going a little deeper. Is the Holy Spirit there at the knees? Yes, but He's also up in the waist. And then the Bible says that it goes from the waist. He measured off another 1,000. But now it was a river that I could not cross. Why? Because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. The more that you lose control of yourself and the river begins to take control of you. The greater we give ourselves to the glory, the greater the glory begins to give Himself to us in that place of letting go, surrendering, saying, God, here I am. I don't want just the ankle deep. I'm satisfied with what You're doing, but God, I know there must be more. God, I don't want just the knee deep. I love the miracles of the past. I love what You've done in my life, but God, I know there must be more. It takes us to the waist and we say, God, there must be more. And He says, I'm giving you rivers to swim in. I am pouring out the realms of my glory. Oh, just enter into the realms. There's greater realms of glory for you even today as you're sitting there. Just lift up your hands to heaven and let God begin to give you a vision of the glory. As God begins to give us a vision of the glory, I tell you this, as we begin to get that hunger in our spirit, as we begin to get our hunger in our heart, as that hunger is stirred within us, and we say, God, I want more and more of Your glory. God, I want to experience more and more of You. God, I want to access Your glory in ways that I've never done before. As we begin to call out to God in that way, I'll tell you, friends, number one, God will begin to give you unusual instructions. When you ask God for His glory, He will begin to speak to you. Remember, He's a spirit of wisdom. The glory is who He is. It's the revelation of heaven. It's the understanding, the knowledge of God. He'll begin to give you unusual instructions. And in that moment of receiving the unusual instructions from God, we're in a position now where we have to hear what God is saying, understand, comprehend, perceive, discern what God is saying. But then we must be willing to not just stay in that place of saying, okay, God has spoken to me, but it's going to move us to the next step. The first step, number one, is hearing the unusual instruction from God. But the second step, number two, is being willing to be obedient to the unusual instruction of God. This is where we're not just hearers of the word only, but we're doers of it also. Now, I had this really crazy thing happen several years ago. I was ministering in a place called Wanamingo, Minnesota, and I was sitting in the hotel room and we were praying. I was there with my armor bearer and we were praying about the meeting that evening, and God began to speak and show me that there was waters that were swirling, and I began to get in my spirit like this Pool of Bethesda thing, and we went to the meeting that night and it was wonderful. I began to speak what I saw in the spirit. I said, there's a Pool of Bethesda that's coming into the midst of the congregation, and as the waters begin to swirl in the spirit, I begin to proclaim and declare, there's a Pool of Bethesda right here in the altar area. Now, I don't see it in the natural, but in the spirit, I can see it. And if you're sick in your body, you get up and you come through the pool. And so people were now given an opportunity not just to hear the instruction of God, but to respond to it. And, you know, as they begin to respond, not walking by sight, but walking by faith. In the natural, you couldn't see anything different, but in the spirit, it was there. And as they began to respond, the sick began to get up. There was a man who was suffering with, he had a lack of cartilage in his knees, and there was a lot of pain as he walked. And he got up and began to walk through this pool. And do you know what happened to him? All of a sudden, the cartilage was restored in his knees. And all of a sudden, he got a creative miracle of God. And he began to run around the sanctuary after he had walked through that healing pool, after he had walked through those healing waters. There was another woman. She had a lump on her breast, and she got up and she began to walk through the altar area by faith, believing the word of the Lord that there was a healing swirling pool. And as she got up and she walked through that healing pool, the lump disappeared off of her breast, and God gave her a miracle. Now there were so many people that began to do the same thing, get up according to the instruction of God and be obedient to the unusual instruction. Now, the instruction that God gives to each and every one of us is going to be different because our lives are different, our circumstances are different. But God's got a word for you today, and it will come to you as you cry out for His glory, as you say, God, I want the greater glory. I want to go from knee deep to waist deep. I want to go from waist deep to rivers to swim, and I want to go from ankle deep all the way into those rivers that overtake me. God, I want to go into greater realms of glory. God's got them for you, and He'll begin to give you an unusual instruction, but then you've got to be obedient to that instruction. Once you've obeyed the instruction of God, the third thing that you have to do is what? Remain in faith. And for a lot of people, this is the difficult thing to do because they say, God, you've spoken, and God, I've obeyed as you've spoken to me, but God, now what? And in that moment, God says, stay in faith. Just stand in that glory and let God do what only He can do. The Bible tells us so clearly that we're to be people that walk by faith. We're not to be people that just see in the natural and are moved by the natural or moved with every kind of wind and wave. But those that are led by the Spirit of God are the true sons and daughters of God. When you've done all else, when you've done everything else, just continue to stand in the glory and stand in faith, knowing that God will watch over His word to perform it in your life. God is not a man that He should lie, but He will do everything He has said that He would do. Dear friends, there is such a glory in this atmosphere right now. I believe there's such a glory that's coming on you, even right now as I'm ministering. You can just begin to sense the glory. I want you to lift up your hands in this place, and I just want to pray for you, even right now as you hunger for the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, just put up your hands. Just lift up your hands right now unto the Lord. Just surrender unto Him. Surrender to the Spirit. Surrender to the greater realms. Just lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for releasing Your glory upon my brothers, my sisters today, Lord, upon Your sons, Your daughters, upon my friends that are watching. God, I ask them that You fill them right now with the download of heaven. God, I ask that You would begin to speak to them with such precision and such clarity. For those that are asking for direction, God, I ask that You would begin to lead and guide and direct. Lord, that You begin to download right now, holy downloads from heaven. Lord, release the blueprints of heaven right now into their spirits. Lord, I ask that You just release that instruction, that unusual, extraordinary instruction from heaven. Just give it to them. Show them the next place to step. Show them the next thing to do. Show them the people they need to connect with. Show them the places they need to go. Lord, begin to release to them even creative ideas, witty inventions. Lord, right now, I thank You for releasing Your glory. Now, right now, as you're receiving from the glory realm, I want you to say this. I want you to repeat it after me and just say this. Say, Lord, I will obey Your instruction. Lord, I will be obedient to do what You're asking me to do. Lord, I will take a step of faith even today, responding to the realm, knowing that You're leading me from the ankle to the knee, from the knee deep to the waist, and from the waist deep waters into realms that I can begin to swim in. Right now, in Jesus' my name, there's new blessings that are coming on you. There's new blessings. There's new miracles that are breaking open for you. There is new glory that's coming into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to receive it right now. Just begin to receive it right now. There's actually gold that's beginning to come on my hands. The gold is beginning to... Can you see that? Look at that. There's supernatural golds beginning to manifest even right now in the studio. As we're entering into this glory, Lord, I thank you for increasing your glory. Now, you might say, Brother Joshua, what are you talking about, this gold? What is this gold? What does this mean? You know what? You're going to have to keep watching these lessons because we're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the glory over the next few lessons. And I believe that God's going to increase His Spirit and God's going to take us into new realms. And I have a lot of testimonies to share with you. One of the things that God did for me when I was 16 years old is He caught me up into a realm of glory where I began to do something I could never do before. The Holy Spirit literally came to me and began teaching me how to play the piano. He began giving me songs to sing. And that was one realm of glory. But then it increased. It didn't stay there. As I was faithful to do what God had called me to do, and as I began to release the songs and sing what God was putting in my heart, and I began to lead worship teams, and I began to travel around talking about the glory, God began to come to us in a new way. And it was in the spring of 1999. I was in Spring Hill, Florida, and we were crying out, God, we want new realms of the Spirit. And the first realm that began to come to us was the realm of the fragrance of God. We could begin to smell the fragrance in the atmosphere. In the midst of our worship, we begin to smell the fragrance of Jesus. We begin to smell the sweet perfume, vanilla fragrance, which is the fragrance of the third heaven. We begin to smell a cinnamon fragrance. We begin to smell the cedars of Lebanon, which is a fragrance of strength and power and stability. And we begin to smell the rose of Sharon. All these different fragrances begin to come. We're crying out, God, we want more. Lord, we want more of you. We need your Spirit. We need you. We need your glory. And then God began to visit us in another way, began to release heavenly supernatural oil, the oil of healing, the oil of blessing. And then God came to us in a third way and began to release this supernatural gold, which is a sign of his glory. Dear friends, I want you to get ready to go someplace you've never been before. I want you to get ready to experience God's glory like you've never experienced before. I encourage you to continue watching and continue as we go in to realms of glory and learning how to access the glory. It is my prayer that today you have received something from heaven and that it's been planted as a seed, and God will continue to unfold it and bring you into the greater harvest for God's glory. I believe He has something better for you. I believe He has new realms for you.